We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. It's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Listen, they're open 7 days a week at all their locations, and they will see all ages. I mean, literally, and I like to kind of jokingly say it, but it's true, like pediatric up to geriatric, they'll see them all. And oh, by the way, this is who I use personally. No kidding. So I've been using them for a long time. And every time I went, it was like, man, they're so clean, professional. They're just like Johnny on the spot. They just take care of you right away. So I just finally said, look, I could brag on this if y'all would be willing. It turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So that was too easy. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You need medical attention, even on a Saturday morning. You look up the location nearest to you, find them, and head on down and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. And going back to that text from who we're now calling McBee from Sand Mountain. So McBee, if that's not correct, you can correct us. But McBee from Sand Mountain, coming into the Memorial Day weekend, wanted to remember some people. Veterans of Vietnam and even Korea. Gene Ellinghaus, Carl Talmadge, Bill Franklin, Dick Danhoff, Richard Meebs, Mike Maley, John Roper, and several others that are just, he didn't name them, he just says, and many others. And he also wants to mention his dad, Bobby, U.S. Navy in the Korea, in Korea, and his brother, C.R., who was a World War II Navy pilot. Thank you, McBee, and their memory is honored. One more text before I jump into my topic. Cousin Crystal from Moulton says, I've been all over the world, and Arlington National Cemetery is my favorite place to go. It's humbling, it puts things in perspective, and it makes you thank God every day that people gave so much for me and my freedom. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And Crystal, so you've probably not only been up there and walked through the fields of white stone, but there's also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is one of the ones that I've got here in my list of stuff. It's one of those monuments that I think every American should go to. And by the way, you're not allowed to go there and run around and make noise. I mean, it's a hallowed place. And the old guard that has their honor guard that guards the Tomb of the Unknown, it's amazing. And if you've ever been to an actual funeral, a military funeral at Arlington, it is more than humbling. It's reverent. It is something that you feel like you've actually been really a part of a little moment in history. There's a lot of traditions that happen in and around a funeral at, so I went, when I was at the Pentagon, we had a special operations soldier that was killed in action, and we were asked to provide, presence. So myself and others went down there and paid our respects and made ourselves known. But listen, when you're at Arlington, you'll see things like, you know, the horse coming with the boots sitting in the stirrups facing backwards. It's a symbol of the rider who is now gone, being led by a member of the honor guard. You'll see things like the caissons with the flag draped coffins, and then the 21 gun salutes, and it's really amazing, and it's something, in my opinion, I agree with you, Crystal. Every member of American society should visit Arlington at least once. There's also, by the way, I'm calling this section Monumental Memorials because I love these odes to the memory of people who have served and gone before us and given their all. There's a brand new one about to be opened up on the mall in D.C. And you look at it and go, have we not had a World War I monument all this time? I mean, when the World War II monument was built, which, by the way, is epic, when the World War II monument was built, I was not aware. In fact, I remember my dad talking. My dad was very politically active. My dad was talking to Bob Dole one day, and he and Bob Dole were having a conversation. And Senator Dole told him, he said, you know, there's never actually been a World War II monument in D.C. Well, they got that fixed, and now we're about to have a World War I monument. The monument's called A Soldier's Journey. A story here on Fox News that came out today says it's going to be unveiled in Pershing Park. a centerpiece of the whole National World War I Memorial in the nation's capital. It's going to be a 60-foot-long bronze sculpture, 60 feet long, depicting the journey of a soldier from the time he leaves for war to the time he returns home. It's all being done by one particular artist who lives in D.C., but is born in the Bronx. He's been sculpting for 35 years, and his goal, he said, was he wanted to build something that had the level of presence of like going to the Sistine Chapel, great works of art. He wanted a concept of sacred art at an epic level. And so this giant bronze relief is going to be on the mall, I believe, near the mall in D.C. Then there's the one I told you about. If you heard my monologue, if you missed it, I just want to encourage you to go back and get it. All right, so the monologues and every other part of the show are always available. Every day, Big Rig takes the show and edits it out so that it kind of cleans up, enhances the audio, puts it out in podcast form, which, by the way, is downloading at a crazy rate right now. Like, what, we have 580 downloads yesterday? Something like that?
Oh, yeah, that was our highest day. It's like 580-something.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to be at 250,000 downloads of the podcast here pretty soon.
We're at 6,000 for the month right now.
Good night. Wow. Anyway, my monologue today, you can get a copy of it by tonight, and it's worth it. It's called Send the Alabamians. There's a monument down in Montgomery, and there's an identical monument like it on a battlefield in France at a place called Croix Rouge Farm, dedicated to the 167th Infantry Regiment that left Alabama to go join the Rainbow Division in World War I, and basically is there are major battles that were the turning points in the war that are attributed to the success of the Alabamians. There's a book written about them called Send the Alabamians. But that memorial down in Montgomery, you can go see it. It's downtown next to the old Union Station, straight down the hill. Go straight down the hill from the state capitol, and then you hit the big fountain and turn right, and it's over by the train tracks. And there's this monument of a giant-sized World War I soldier wearing his doughboy helmet, and he's very somber, and he's carrying his dead comrade. It's an amazing monument, but it's dedicated to Alabamians that fought in World War I. I love that monument. Now, here's one that a lot of folks don't know is out there. This is one of my favorites. If you've never seen it, I encourage you to look it up. All you got to do is you can Google it as America's Response Monument. That's what it's called, America's Response. The subtitle is De Oppresso Liber, and those of you out there that are special operations background-oriented people, you know that De Oppresso Liber is the Latin motto of the U.S. Army Special Forces. It means to liberate the oppressed. America's Response Monument is pretty near and dear to me. It's a giant bronze of a Special Forces soldier on a horse in Afghanistan. And the level of detail on it is incredible. So if you're not familiar, at the beginning of the war in Afghanistan, U.S. Special Operations Forces went in, like 9/11 happened. I want to say that was 9/11, September. I want to say by late October, we had declared war and we were headed over there. And by November, we had Special Forces guys on horseback. I was there within a couple of months later. And I've got pictures of myself riding horseback in Afghanistan. So this monument means something to me personally. It's also just an epically done monument. It stands right now as if this Special Forces soldier on his horse, which is reared back on two legs, is looking towards the site where the Twin Towers went down. He's up on a hill just slightly up from the 9/11 memorial at the base of what's now known as the Freedom Tower, where the Twin Towers went down. By the way, that's also an incredible monument. But this statue, it was conceived by a sculptor named Dowie Blumberg, built it, I think, in 2003. And it is just incredible, in my opinion. And if you're a special operations guy, if you're a history buff about the war in Afghanistan, then you need to see this monument, because to me it's one of the best bronze statues. It's one of the greatest monumental memorials that I've seen come out in recent history. Yeah, Tyler from Huntsville just texted in and said, is the movie 12 Strong about the SF soldiers in Afghanistan? Yes, it is. It had some Hollywood to it, I'll be honest. But parts of that movie were pretty accurate. The big battle at the end where they rode, you know, horseback, you know, into the battle was a bit of Hollywood. But 12 Strong is definitely about those SF soldiers that rode horses. For me personally, another one, the National Ranger Monument at Fort Benning. Okay, Fort Moore. It's still Fort Benning to me. By the way, it's always going to be Fort Bragg and Fort Benning to me. It's just places where I spent time. That's the name. But the Ranger Monument is really cool. As having gone through Ranger School myself, it means something. It's like a testimony to the contributions that Rangers have made throughout, you know, American military history, dating back to Rogers Rangers, you know, in the days of the Revolution. The Ranger Monument is actually very cool. It stands near, and if you, by the way, if you've been to Benning for any kind of training at all, you know what I'm saying when I say Building 4. Building 4. Building 4 is the giant schoolhouse where, for the longest time, it was infantry. Now it's infantry and armor. But it's the Combat Arms Maneuver Training Center, all right? Building 4. And outside Building 4 in Ranger Field, there's a giant dagger that stands with pillars on each side of it. And you can walk up and you can see there's history of the Rangers that are there. And this giant dagger is just a very cool monument to see. David from Madison just texted in, says, Fort Hood will always be Fort Hood. I know. By the way, I heard a secret about Fort Hood. So Fort Hood, I believe, is now called Fort Cavazos. And my first thought was Cavazos. Okay, I mean, Cavazos was a solid soldier. I get it. They named a post after him. My son said, Dad, you know why they named it that? I said, why? Because now they can call it Fort Cav, because that's where 1st Cavalry Division is stationed. So now 1st Cavalry Division can say, you're at Fort Cav, because everything when you go down there is about the Cav.
It's pretty clever.
It's pretty clever. Pretty clever. John C. from Madison says, my best friend, David Euler, in Iraq. And my father-in-law, James Rogers, Korean War, and my wife's uncle, Wes Reach, from World War II. John C., we got it, man. Thank you for their service, and thank you for remembering them. All right, listen, monumental memorials. When we get back, I'll talk about a couple more, but if you got one that's your favorite, let me know. But I've got a list of what some say are the 11 most famous war memorials that should be on your bucket list, and I'll tell you what they are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to remind you guys, the latest podcast came out on the new podcast. I'm sorry. The latest Right Philosophy podcast came out. It's a video podcast available on our website right now. New YouTube channel being built as we speak, but you can go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the podcast tab and you'll find the link to Right Philosophy. I filmed those at my house, so we're really just super pleased with the production quality of them. And I encourage y'all to check it out. We would appreciate it very much. Rightsideradio.org. Click on podcast. Go to Right Philosophy. So we got several text messages I'll grab real quick. Mech B from Sand Mountain says, thanks for reading my text, and you pronounced my name right. just appreciate that very much, Mech B. Glenn from Bluntsville says, while I was stationed in Germany, I had the honor of participating in a Memorial Day wreath-laying ceremony at the Luxembourg American Cemetery. I really don't know how to describe that cemetery, but I had chills running up my spine. That's pretty cool. Jeff from Indiana, Phil, just thinking about all those who've fallen for my freedom. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you for your service. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. Dustin from Hillsboro says, I coached a fine young man on the wrestling mat who joined the Marines. He was killed at Camp Lejeune. In honor of him, we named an annual wrestling tournament at his high school, the Private Joshua Hartzell Memorial Tournament. He was a wonderful man. And thank you, Dustin, for remembering him as you do that. That's very cool. The Honor Flight. Some of y'all heard about this. I know you have. So the National World War II Memorial, if you get down to it, was built so many years after these young men and women had gone off to war that many of them were aging out of the ability to even get there and see it or having the ability to make the trip, or for that matter, maybe it was even cost prohibitive at their time of life. Well, Honor Flight formed. And Honor Flight is a nonprofit organization that makes sure these veterans get to see their memorials. It's grown. It's not just the World War II Memorial now. They also take those up there to see the Korean War and Vietnam War memorials, making sure they get a chance to see their national memorial. And I'll be honest with you, when I was at the Pentagon, I'll never forget waiting in the airport because I think I was coming home one weekend for a visit. And they asked us all, would you please, everybody, make sure you're aware coming into the terminal right now, an honor flight from so-and-so. I've forgotten where they're from. But we just want to welcome them when they get here. And y'all, it was the most epic thing. There were people standing and clapping, veterans who had no idea what to do. They didn't expect that. And then they got a chance to go see their memorial. There wasn't a dry eye on the airport. It was amazing. But I also, by the way, got called when I was at the Pentagon to be made aware that World War II veterans from my hometown, Gadsden, Alabama, were coming up. And so I got some guys from my uniform, my in uniform from my office, I mean. We went down there and met them at the World War II Memorial and walked around with them for a bit. And I'll treasure that moment. I got some good pictures of me with some folks that I actually knew from back home. Very cool. Find these monuments and take a look at them. And I'll tell you one more. When I was in the state Senate, I had a group of high school kids ask me, hey, Senator, what's something that we could do, like if we wanted to do a project in our area? And it just kind of came to me. I said, you ever thought about naming a road after veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq? These students took that and ran with it. They raised the money because you have to raise the money for the signs. They went through the legislative process to get the road dedicated in the name of Iraq and Afghan veterans. They even made a dedication video. It was just unbelievable what these kids did. They were so well done that it was hard to watch because they called it the war of their generation. And right now, driving through Gadsden, Highway 411 is named the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Memorial Highway. And it's just, to me, I mean, I look back on that and I'm just so amazed at those kids who took that on. So that's a memorial that, in my opinion, is monumental. But listen, I'll tell you this real quick before I run out of time. A list right here of the ones that some say you just got to see, like put it on your bucket list. The Vietnam War Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the World War II Memorial, and the D.C. War Memorial, all in Washington, D.C. Amazing places. The Marine Corps Memorial in McLean, oh yeah, the giant image of the men raising the flag at Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima. The Grosse Pointe War Memorial in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. The National Memorial Arch in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And the Honor of the Fallen March, which is a memorial, which is actually virtual. You can look it up. And the African American Civil War Memorial, I'm sorry, in Washington, D.C. There's some great memorials. If you're listening in your hometown, find them. And make sure they stay clean, make sure they stay honorable, and make sure they stay in a position where people can enjoy them and remember. Well, the grades are in. Let me just go ahead and tell you real quick. John says today's co-winners are Big Rig, Mo Brooks, and Phil, all with an A++ for equally amazing performances. And he also says, I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Weekend. And Phil, I don't know what you eat on Memorial Weekend, but my family has tradition. We go to Star Market in Five Points. We buy a Boston pork butt and a big slab of ribs and sometimes even a smoked chicken. Man, I get the meat sweats hearing it, John. All right, listen, all of y'all have an amazing Memorial Weekend. Remember those that went before you, and we'll be back here to see you next week. Have a great weekend.